every generation has gotten better.
Right. Now because, see, when your kids come along, you're gonna be so loving with your kids.
Right.
Because you know what? You're gonna think about your life.
And you're not gonna do that.
And you're not gonna do that. Believe me when I tell you, they're gonna be little angels.
Because you know what? If you think about it, it's like your mother and my mother and all of them raising hell. Crazy. And okay, when we were born, like the original four, me and Scotty and Raymond and Brian, yeah, we were fucking up shop, but we weren't half as bad as they were. We didn't do half the shit they did.
And then
you was born, you and Christine and Sonny, that, and y'all don't even, so it's like, as we get on, it's just like, everybody freak out because they think Victoria and Sarah are bad, but in the scale of how everyone else in this family act, that's light.
It's a learning thing.
Yeah.
See, you are learning. It's a good experience. Now, you said to yourself, when I have a child, I'm not going to treat my child like my mother treated me. And my wife better not treat my child. Y'all can be so loving. And little, y'all going to have some little monsters. They're going to be so loving. Like, look at Victoria and Sabre. They're old people. They're talking like grown people. See what I'm saying? They talk like grown people. You know?
To punch them in the head?
Yeah. But they talk like grown people. You know what? And Diane and Marcia, they can't do anything about it. Because you know what? If y'all choose to go to court, say, listen, I'm going to court. If you hit me, I'm going to court. And they know that. So they're going to just talk so much and so much their ego. Because they know you cannot child abuse today. You understand what I'm saying? But what I like about y'all, y'all will not go to court with your mama. Y'all will complain about her. But y'all accept it. There's a lot of kids, I'm not going to take, they call it abuse. Well, I'm not going to take your mouth, right? So, you believe me, she got very good kids. Everybody tells your mother, you got some very nice kids. What will come out of her mouth, I know that. That's what she will tell you in a minute, I know that. And like, she said, you know, Larry is so wonderful. Mommy, he is so wonderful. Larry's up there. Larry is not going to leave his college. He's going to stay there, Mom. Yes, he's going to stay there. I always say, hi, Larry. Don't worry about Larry. He just fine. Larry's going to stay there. He loves it, Mom. He loves it. She tells me that all the time. You understand what I'm saying? I have never had a bad word out of her mouth about you. The only person I've heard her get on the way is Justin, right? Justin this and Justin that, right? Because he's so hard-headed, right? But when I get her, when I say he's going to be just like Ron, he looks like Ron, he acts like Ron. He ain't gonna be like Roddy, right? See, that pisses her off. Don't you tell me my child gonna be like Roddy, right? Forget about that, right? But ain't nothing wrong with Roddy. Roddy just shells off up the army. That's all wrong, right? But Justin ain't in a hurry. Justin's a good person. He works, but he's not in a hurry. He's always been like that. He's not in a hurry. And much don't like the way he moves, right? He doesn't move fast, right?
Fast enough,
I know that, but listen, that's his way. That is his way, right? That is his way. Now you think, you know, the person you need to feel sorry for? You need to feel sorry for Cash. Have y'all heard from Cash?
Oh, wow. What happened?
I don't know. I'm worried about him. Your mother told me that they put him out of school again.
Why?
Huh?
What's he do? Why?
I don't know.
Because his father's not paying him no mind. His mother's not paying him no mind. That's
I don't know why, but I'm afraid to find out. That's what your mother said. Mother said they put him out of school again.
I didn't make it out of school.
Huh?
Is there any place to open on Sunday?
When you got to go back to school?
Yeah.
When you got to go back to school?
I cut it all off.
No. Listen. You know what? What you call God? You need to get Walter's clippers. And just get a little bit off.
Yeah, you just need to fade it on the side.
Yeah,
right.
Shape up the neckline. That's it.
Well, you get his clippers and go do his hair.
I'll cut your hair.
Yeah,
some
of it off. Yeah, just some of it off. For next time.
I'm not touching nobody's stuff. I don't live here.
Now, what you do is, what you're going to do is, that'll last you till you get to the barber. Mm. But you don't have too much hair there.
I was saying, you ain't graying already, are you?
Another thing I have to tell you, let me have to tell you this. But you know what you're